markets last week reacted to the Tyson fire much as would be expected, according to Daryl Peel. Those markets continued to firm on Monday. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of August. There was renewed stability in cattle markets Monday, helped along by news that estimated cattle slaughter last week following the Tyson fire was 9,000 head more than the previous week at 651,000 head. That's according to USDA's estimated daily livestock under federal inspection reports. When all was said and done last week, negotiated cash-fed cattle traded mostly $5 lower in the Southern Plains at mostly $105 a hundredweight. They were $6 to $7 lower in Nebraska at mostly $107 and $5 to $6 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $106.50 to $110. In Nebraska, dress trade was at $165 to $172 in a light test, which was $13 to $15 lower. It was $9 to $10 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $170 to $172. Cattle futures showed signs of life early in Monday's session, but lost steam as the day progressed. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from an average of 12 cents lower to an average of 15 cents higher. Other than $1.10 higher in spot August, feeder cattle futures also closed narrowly mixed from an average of 3 cents lower to an average of 29 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 44 cents higher Monday afternoon at $239.13 a hundredweight. Select was $1.26 higher at $214.52. Corn and soybean futures softened with a more favorable weather outlook and worries about export demand. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 11 to 13 cents lower. Between the heat and anxiety about last week's markets, receipts continued to be light at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, but prices were steady to higher. For instance, feeder cattle sold $4 to $6 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 2,382 head. There were too few calves there to trend. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, there are just 1,749 head. Steer and heifer calves sold steady in a limited test, while yearling steers sold $1 to $2 higher, and yearling heifers sold steady. Major U.S. financial indices continued to rally Monday, building on gains from the end of last week. Support included further strengthening of bond yields. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 249 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 34 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 106 points. The magnitude of last week's price movement following the Tyson fire may have been shocking, but the way the market reacted wasn't, according to Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, he explains markets seek to coordinate equilibrium between supply and demand. When a severe shock occurs to either, markets seek to reestablish that equilibrium as quickly as possible. So, with suddenly less beef production, boxed beef prices rose sharply to ration a suddenly limited supply, Peel says, with choice boxed beef prices increasing by over $22 a hundred in 1 week. With less supply available, Peel explains the market uses higher prices to determine how limited beef supplies will be allocated. He adds that beef prices rose immediately, not because there is an immediate shortage, but to ensure current supplies remain available over time. Likewise, Peel says, the drop in fed cattle prices ensures that all possible adjustments are used to absorb the cattle into remaining industry capacity. Prices decrease enough initially to provide ample incentive to change existing production plans and cover the additional costs of shifting logistics and the timing of production, according to Peel. Looking ahead, he provides some context via a similar situation almost 20 years ago when the ConAgra beef packing plant at Garden City burned and never reopened. Subsequent research confirmed initial reactions generally similar to the current situation, Peel says. He explains most of the negative impacts on fed cattle prices subsided in 3 to 6 weeks after the event. With packing capacity relative to cattle supplies somewhat tighter now, he expects the impacts could be slightly larger or longer lived. Nevertheless, Peel says, boxed beef and cattle markets will likely adjust relatively quickly in the coming weeks, with final adjustments depending on the duration of the plant closure. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of August. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.